What is going on, everybody? This is Jerry from The Bank Job, and it's time to bring you an NBA timeout. Hello, everybody. It's me, Jerry. I'm still alive. I'm still around. I took a little bit of a vacation. Oh, I'm sorry for not updating you on a daily basis for the three listeners that actually listen to the show. But I did want to come back to you guys, catch you up on some NBA news that I thought was relevant. You guys are going to get a weekend show that I recorded over this past week sometime during this week, hopefully later on today. So you get a double dose of me, a little bit longer with Coach and some others. So that way we'll be able to see what our opinions are on the rest of this regular season, as we are a little bit over a quarter of the way done with it, maybe a third of the way done with it. We have had a very interesting season so far. Things like DeMarcus Cousins not getting thrown out of games, Draymond Green getting technical fouls for just looking the wrong way, and LeBron James just hanging on the rim as long as he possibly wants to. So we'll start things off with Kevin Durant and what he had to say about the NBA's releasing, saying that in Sunday's game, they put up that they had two critical missed calls in the last 2 minutes of the game, one being the tripping violation by Richard Jefferson in the last 5 seconds of the game, and then also hanging on the rim by LeBron James, as he can pretty much do whatever he wants on the floor without getting a real foul call. So they announced that they had those two things wrong, but KD responded by saying that is absolute nonsense and that the NBA was selling out their refs for something like that, and they should resend what they had made a statement about on Monday morning. So that being said, there's been some eventful games recently. We'll talk about what happened last night. Last night, there were four games. Memphis played Boston last night. Was it close? A little bit, kind of. Memphis is still trying to figure out what they wanted to do. It seems like they had a real solid rhythm going, even when Mike Conley was out. But now that Mike is back, they've had a little bit of an issue. Last night, he ended up not playing, and they still ended up losing. But in a Western Conference that is very heavy and stacked, as it were, they are 20-14. They lost this game against Boston, which is not the end of the world, as Mike didn't play, Chandler Parsons didn't play, and Brandon Wright didn't play. I don't actually know if Brandon Wright's his name, but it has a B in front of his name, and I know he didn't play last night. The final score of this one, 103-113, Boston. Marc Gasol played super great last night, 26 points, 9 assists last night, 4 rebounds, getting 2 steals and 3 blocks in there. This dude is just doing everything he has to do, playing a little bit of point center, as it were, really extending the floor, helping his team to get as involved in the game as possible. Avery Bradley for Boston playing very well, 23 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, and adding 2 steals in there as well. Isaiah Thomas, 21 points, and 7 assists. They played very well, super cohesive last night, and it was enough to dethrone these Memphis Grizzlies. 113-103, once again, Boston. The next game, Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Miami Heat. This game should not even have been as close as it was. Steven Adams threw down a massive dunk on Hassan Whiteside, just kind of putting him in his place, showing him that he's not as big as everybody says that he is. Last night, Westbrook ending up with 29 points, 17 rebounds, 11 assists. He's definitely making his MVP candidacy quite valid at this point in the season. He's letting everybody know that he's not letting up yet. Last night, Steven Adams had 15 points, 8 rebounds. Enes Kanter, 19 points, 8 boards. Enes Kanter's playing super well this season. Even though I don't like him that much as a player, he's still playing pretty well, averaging 13 points, 6 boards a game, but has been time and again showing that that's not all he can do night in and night out, and he's been playing at a very excelling rate the past month or so. So it's good to see that there's some help in Oklahoma. Miami, however, very little help for their small team that I don't know where they're going in the future. They could go very high up, or they could stay as mediocre as everybody else seems to be in the East. Hassan Whiteside, only 12 points, 8 boards last night. Steven Adams really doing work defensively, showing him who's boss and that he can't bully around in the paint when there's another big man out there. 16 points for Johnson, and Tyler Johnson added another 15 points as well. There was just not enough offensive efficiency and not enough ability to handle Russell Westbrook, most importantly, in this game. Final score of that one, 106-114. The next game, Houston versus Dallas. In this game, this was a game of tempers flaring. James Harden wasn't happy. Trevor Ariza wasn't happy. Pretty much no one on either team was happy. Last night, there were 8 technical fouls given in the game, a flagrant given to Andrew Bogut, and Trevor Ariza ending up ejected. There were lots of craziness going on, and it was a bunch of tempers flaring. What was said by Wesley Matthews last night was, it wasn't even basketball. Tempers, 2 in-state teams. We played each other 4 times. We've had battles in the past, so it is what it is. But we've got to be better than that. That was an opportunity for us to channel it into basketball, and we didn't do that. This game was a mess. This was a game that was could have been handed to Houston, and we'd all know the final score, the final outcome. There was no chance that the Mavericks were going to play up to the same standards, the same caliber. Even if they are 2 in-state teams, it doesn't matter. This was not even close, and this game just turned ugly real quick. And for the Rockets, it was a game they didn't even really have to play. James Harden, 34 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists. Eric Gordon off the bench adding 13 points. Ryan Anderson putting up 22 points and 3 boards. Dallas has nothing going pretty much any of the time. Andrew Bogut played another game back. 0 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists though. He got a couple blocks in there too. Harrison Barnes, 21 points. Not a whole lot going on other than that. Wesley Matthews, another 19 points. It's just difficult for this team to get any sort of a momentum going, especially when the guy who was the 4th option on his last team is now your number 1 option. You know that things are not going exactly great for you. And that's nothing against Harrison Barnes, but they just need a more reliable scoring option for them to be able to really count on anything in the future for success. Final score of this one, 123-107, in a game that wasn't even basketball. The next game, Utah Jazz playing the LA Lakers. This game was close, decided by 2 points. Great efforts from both teams last night. Gordon Hayward playing absolutely great. 31 points, 9 boards, got a block in there as well, and a couple assists. Rudy Gobert playing again, 12 points, 11 rebounds. They had just a good job spreading the floor, spreading the ball around. LA played very well as well. Julius Randle putting up 25 points, 12 rebounds, what everybody wants to see from him. Lou Williams also getting 22 points. So those two players combining for almost half of the team's points. Still, though, was not enough. The final score, 102-100, Utah. Utah just playing a little bit better last night. The battle of two, pretty mid-range. You got the mid-range of the bottom and the mid-range of the top. Utah actually playing pretty well, 19-13, and the Lakers 12-23, still a very young team. Give credit where credit is due for Luke Walton and that team being anywhere near as good as they currently are this season. That is it for all of last night. Tonight, there are a couple other games being played. The Knicks are playing the Hawks, and as much as that sounds like a very, very boring game, those are two very evenly matched teams in the Eastern Conference, so that'll be a legitimate game to see for a potential playoff spot in the future. Also, you have the Clippers playing the Pelicans. May not seem as enticing, but watching Anthony Davis, you know how I feel about that. Always a good time. Minnesota Timberwolves playing the Nuggets, so maybe Minnesota will be able to get a win for this one. And also the Trailblazers going out and playing against the Sacramento Kings. Just watch Boogie do work and have fun with that. Also, late game tonight, Toronto Raptors, Golden State Warriors. Make sure you watch that one if you're going to watch any of them. If you have to make a decisive choice as to how you spend 2.5 hours tonight, make it be at 10:30 Eastern time, specifically 10:30. Golden State Warriors, Toronto Raptors. Watch that game. DeMar DeRozan versus the world. That's it for me. That's all I have to say. I'll be back hopefully soon, hopefully tomorrow. I bet you look forward to this. Stick around for our weekend show that will be on later on today, as I will post that tonight. Gives you a lot of insightful thoughts and some new segments that we have introduced. You'll like it. As for me, I'm Jerry, and I will catch you guys in the next one. Later.